Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Here we go, 24 in just about a minute.
The following takes place between 3 a.m. and 4 a.m.
We're moving you to a secure room, then we will leave.
We have to do something now.
There were Chase men that attacked us. They were after my nephew.
How many casualties did you sustain?
One, while oppressment.
Grandpa, what do you want from me?
Taking you away from this ungrateful country.
Someplace we can both start over.
China.
Mike, it's Jack. I'm on the roof. I lost Chang, but I've got Josh.
I lost a boy.
Boy was my price for repairing the circuit board. Our arrangement is over.
You have our component.
You failed to hold up your end of the deal. The circuit board is no longer yours.
Sir, President Suvorov is standing by for you.
If you do not deliver concrete and irrefutable proof to our embassy that you have recovered or destroyed this component within 2 hours, I will have no choice but to extend my country's forward perimeter.
Yeah.
We're about to go to war over a piece of circuitry.
Excuse me, Mr. Vice President. I've got Philip Bauer calling for you on a scrambled line.
Mr. Bauer.
I want my grandson, and I want clear passage to the country of my choice, and I'll give you the FB subcircuit board.
Grudenko was not the only anti-American general left over from the Soviet regime.
So you think these generals are just looking for an excuse to pull the trigger? We have to recover that stolen circuit board.
Josh! You need to come with me!
What do you mean?
Come now!
Jack!
Major Doyle!
Be deep.
The Don and Mike Show.
Let them squeeze your bag, Don and Mike.
Right. We love 24. Love 24 a long time.
Oh, we do love that show.
Now joining us on the foot, you may also know from Heroes, is Rena Sofer. Hey, Rena.
Hi.
Hi there. So nice to have you on. Rena is the wife of Jack Bauer's squirrely brother.
The right. Dead squirrely brother, and she's Josh's mother, and I think she is potentially Jack's love interest as well.
Yes, we all think that you squeezed out that baby with Jack Bauer. I mean, your character.
Well, I guess that is the rumor going around.
You're not going to tell us anything, are you?
Oh, by threat of death, I'm not saying a word. Do you want Jack Bauer after you? I think not.
No, we don't. No.
Rena, we know that you are famous for being on Heroes as well, but we are super fans of 24. We like having all of the people on from 24. We've had just about all of you on at one point or another this year. One of our only complaints about 24 is a character like you.
Yeah.
Where you're on and you're featured and we get into it and we think, hey, okay, this woman's got some type of a history with Jack Bauer.
Yeah, I mean, right from the very beginning when you were, you know, when he comes to the house there, we thought, you know, we just don't want to see you vanish. We'd like to see that tied up in a nice little bow. And, of course, you can't tell us whether that's going to happen or not.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, 24 is not really the bow type of show, though, is it?
No, it isn't.
No. And I mean, you know, we as actors on the show, I have to say, every week, you know, when I was on for the first run of my episodes, I had no idea if I was coming back. I did 8 episodes, and then I was done with my 8th episode. You know, we went back to CTU, and we were safe after I got Josh back from, you know, evil granddad. Mm-hmm. And I looked at the, you know, hair and makeup people. I'm like, am I done?
Do they give you? I know they don't tell you what's going on a lot of the time. But as far as for your character, I would think, and you don't have to tell us anything. But do they give you a little more insight as to perhaps what the relationship is? Something you wouldn't be able to share with us, where it helps you with your character, especially when you're doing scenes with him.
Well, I definitely think that, you know, Jack Bauer is Marilyn's love of her life.
Okay.
And I would say that that's what I use as an actor, and I believe that's what they have as an idea for the character, but again, not information they would share with me.
You know, the thing about 24, people have such affinity for the show because, well, of course, there's Jack Bauer, but then beyond that, I mean, Kiefer Sutherland, you know, in real life, but I mean, people really like all of the other characters within the show and the little dynamic between Morris and Chloe and the chick that might take over CTU and you and your kid and your relationship. What response do you get when you go out on the street besides people saying, like, what's it like to work with Kiefer Sutherland? But there must be people that come up to you and say, you know, I gotta know about your character's background with Jack Bauer's brother, or the thing about the kids. Do you get more response from 24 or from being on Heroes?
You know, I have to say, it's kind of even, except, you know, most people, when they see me and they're fans of Heroes, I mean, I can tell because the first thing they say to me is, oh, my God, you're walking. So that makes everybody, you know, then I go, oh, okay, Heroes. But it's amazing to me when people say to me, I love your show, and I don't want to be rude. I don't want to be one of those, you know, Hollywood actresses. But the reality is I have to look at them and say, I'm sorry, but which one are you talking about?
You know,
and then they eventually tell me. But, you know, I have to tell you the funniest story. The other day, my daughter goes to Hebrew school, and the other day I'm at the temple, and I see the rabbi. And my father's an Orthodox rabbi, so for me, like, my whole life, like, I looked up to my dad, so rabbis are just, like, they're like secret crushes to me, but not in a sexual way. Just
okay.
Like, you know, they make me nervous, and I get all, like, flustered around them.
You get all buttery around rabbis.
I do, especially my rabbi at my temple. I just think he's the greatest. And so I see him, and I'm like, oh, hi, Rabbi Feinstein, how are you? And he goes, I saw you the other day. I was so nervous. A man had a gun to your head. I was so nervous. And I said, well, you know, Rabbi, it is a television show. It wasn't like, I mean, it was a real gun, but there were no bullets in it. And he goes, I was worried your children were watching the show. That's what I was worried about.
You know, you must really be, I would imagine with a schedule like that, when you're on two shows, you know, that are both, I mean, 24, for example, you know that's a hot show going into it. But then you have a show like Heroes.
You know they're on at the same time.
That explodes.
The shows are on at the exact same time.
And I know that as far as the scheduling for doing these shows, I mean, they always talk about the incredible schedule that's required of television actors. It must make you kind of skits out once in a while.
Well, no. You know, actually, they've all been able to handle it really, really well. And I was much heavier on 24 than I was on Heroes this season. I was able to really. And you know, the thing about 24 is most of their cast are recurring. So they don't own us. They have to just throw the dice and hope to God we didn't get a movie in Malaysia that we're no longer available for or whatever.
So if there's something that comes up where, say, you've got a very important scene you've got to do in Heroes, is there deference to that from the producers at 24, or do they try to play hardball with you? How does that work?
Whoever asks for you first and books you, they get you first.
Okay, so it's just like a contract.
What if a hot rabbi called you first?
Whoever signs the contract first. But many times I was doing both episodes of Heroes and 24 at the same time, and basically what happens is Heroes had to work around 24, or 24 had to work around Heroes because Heroes booked me first or 24 booked me first. So they were very good at working with each other.
What if a really hot rabbi called you, though? You know what I mean? Like, really to die for a rabbi where you go, rabbi.
It's not a physical, sexual thing. It's more like you've got that teacher that just, like, you just want to do well for your teacher. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I'm talking about.
Don't make
the teacher. It dirty. Don't make it dirty.
Sorry, we were just trying to have a little fun, folks. How many, I mean, your bio is amazing. How many shows have you been on? It's incredible.
You know, I've been on more shows than I can even say. And when I walk down the street and people go, oh, my God, I know you. What show have you been on? I just go, oh, God, I could be here for a long time. But, you know, then again, I'm not one of those actresses who, you know, I'm so known for the one show I've been on for 5 years. And, you know, I'm mostly connected to that. I'm very lucky. I work. I work all the time, and I've been able to support myself that way. And so I have kids and take care of my kids and my husband. And, you know, I mean, I've got everything going on, so I've been really lucky about that.
Well, she goes
I was
a million
doing,
miles an hour.
I had
actually.
To do a ping pong tournament the other day, and I was playing ping pong with Jason Alexander from Seinfeld. And I did an episode of Seinfeld, and I walked up to him. It was years ago, and I went, Jason, I don't know if you remember. He's like, of course I remember you, Rena. And it was such a wonderful thing. And I looked at my husband, and I went, my God, I've been around a long time.
What the hell were you and Jason Alexander doing at a ping pong tournament?
Well, it was for St. Jude's, actually.
Okay,
to raise money for St. Jude's.
All right. Are you a good ping pong player?
You know what? I was better than I thought I was, but I wasn't good enough.
Were you featured in an episode of Seinfeld?
Yes, I was.
Which one?
One of Jerry's girls.
One of Jerry, but those plots are so incredible. I mean, what was the plot line?
Were you one of the chicks where basically your part was just to sit on the couch and make out with Jerry?
No, actually, I played a woman who worked for the Tourism Board of New York City, and he was asked to watch somebody's suitcase, and the guy never came back, and they were all full of clothes that looked like you were from Florida. So I thought he was a tourist, and I walk up to him and say, can I help you find your way? And he thinks, oh, my God, how perfect. I can hit on this woman and date her, and if I ever want to get out of this relationship, all I can
say I remember that one.
So he packs up his whole, you know, and then I basically look at him and say, you could never make it here in New York. So then he had to pack up his apartment and pretend he rented it and show it to me, like, see how good I am. I can be a New Yorker. And I'm like, you paid what for this apartment? It smells like monkeys lived here. And, you know, it was very funny.
Well, you remember that episode, right?
It was the Muffin Tops episode. That's
I don't remember. Do you remember that episode?
I do. It's the one where Elaine wants to go into business because she figures out that you can slice the top off a muffin.
Exactly.
That's what most people like to eat.
Okay, that's a classic episode.
That is a good episode of Seinfeld. Hey, it has been an absolute slice of a pleasure to have you on the show. I only wish we had a hot rabbi for you.
And there's nothing you can tip out. You can't give us any hint, any clue. You know, before the end of 20. First of all, are they all done yet? Have you put them all in the can?
Yes, they are all in the can. Everything is done.
Is there anything you could say, even in code?
I hope you're going to see the finale on Monday.
Are you going to say anything in code that would let us know if you and Jack get together at all?
I think that I can't possibly come up with anything clever enough.
Okay,
I know we're just talking about characters on a TV show. You are so much hotter than that horse face Audrey Raines. You belong with Jack Bauer.
We'd like to see you with Jack. We just would.
Not
we really
Audrey.
Would.
Very
pretty. All
not
right, Audrey. Well, of course, you write into the producers and let them know. Maybe I'll be back next season.
All right, Rita. Hey, it was a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Good luck with everything.
All righty. Bye.
Bye-bye. She did go a mile a minute, didn't she?
Yeah.
Do you think she was driving a minivan? Didn't she have that, like,
she had the soccer mom way, yes.
Way about her?
She's got enough energy to do two television shows at the same time.
She sounded younger as herself just now than she does on the show.
I bet, really, if you saw her in person, too, that she would be
gorgeous.
I mean, hot as Jack Bauer. Yeah. Balls.
Yeah.
She's another duct
24 balls.
She's a duct tape girl, though.
What's that? Oh, yeah.
You'd have to duct tape the mouth.
She was going a mile a minute.
No doubt about it.
And I don't see that happening. In real life, I don't see her calming down.
Put a sock in it, sister.
What if you drugged her?
If you drugged her, you mean like the Chinese did to Audrey Raines?
Exactly. Drugged her.
No, that wouldn't make her quiet down. It'd just make her hair get stringy.
Hey, look what time it is.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
There you go. What's happening, Curly Joe?
Hey, we're ready for the news. That's what.
News.
News and comments. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.